Compass FM. Joining me in the studio is Sue Newick from Citizens Advice. You're part of the Fashion Fundraiser Committee. Sue, kia ora, good morning and welcome into Compass FM.
Good morning.
This is the first time you've done this, so we'll be nice and gentle with you.
Thank you.
A fashion parade fundraiser. I think this is an absolute brilliant idea. It really, really is. Who came up with this idea?
A colleague and I, Vivian Martini and myself.
Yep.
And we thought, well, it's going to be a goer.
It is a goer. I think so, it's a wonderful idea. Yeah. I really do. So the Op Shop Fashion Parade, tell us all about it.
Our doors open at 11:30 on Wednesday, May the 8th at the Rangura RSA. Mm-hmm. The parade is of pre-loved clothing and will begin at 12 o'clock when our first model will rattle his chains.
Rattle his chains.
I say no more.
I may know what you're talking about. The first model is going to rattle his chains. That's fantastic. Carry on, Sue.
There will be new and used clothing for sale, mm-hmm. chances to win our amazing gift baskets, and an opportunity to peruse our silent auction. These goods have generously been donated by local supportive businesses to the value of over $1,100.
That's quite incredible.
I'm delighted.
Yeah.
Lunch will be served on platters, mm-hmm. but I must mention here that today is our last day to purchase tickets. We are almost at capacity.
That's fantastic news. Mm-hmm. You've got great support from not only some suppliers, but from the community itself to go along and have a look at this.
Absolutely.
CAB just do an amazing job. Why an Op Shop Fashion Parade?
The Op Shop Fashion is sustainable and reusable, keeping heaps of polyester fabric out of landfill. It's also a very cost-effective way of clothing yourself or your family. A special mention of Vicky at Salvation Army, Kaya Point, Jane at Nurse Maud Rangura, and Regan at City Mission. These women have just been incredible.
Who's the lady downstairs at Nurse Maud?
Jane.
I go past that window frontage every day on my way to get a pie. And the clothing inside is amazing. It really, really is. It's amazing and it's well displayed and that sort of thing. But we're going to have people actually wearing some of this clothing walking down a catwalk.
Absolutely.
That really, really is fantastic. Tell me a couple of key people involved in the parade, Sue.
We have some amazing models who range in age from nearly 80, her words, down to a two-year-old. We have some teenagers who will show us prom dresses.
Nice.
Our MC is Alan Coburn, who has spent his working life in the rag trade. He's just a lovely man. Our stage manager is Teresa Evans, our coordinator, who could herd cats. She is just so organised. Charlotte at RSA has been incredibly supportive, and it's going to be a great day.
We have a great relationship with the Rangura RSA here at Compass FM, and the place where the fashion parade is going to be is in where the Big Splash is, or where the Compass music quiz is.
Yep.
That's the area there. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So that's coming up. Where can we get the tickets from? It's from CAB, is it?
CAB office.
How much are they?
They're $25.
And you're selling fast, aren't you?
That includes lunch. We are almost at capacity. Today is the last day of sales.
I think that's absolutely brilliant. And how are you yourself involved in the Citizens Advice Bureau here in North Canterbury, Sue?
I'm a volunteer and have been for 4 years. I love being part of a great team. We're expected to do 3x3 hour shifts per month and to attend 7 ongoing learning sessions per year.
Mm-hmm.
It's very doable.
Excellent stuff. You say 3x3. What does that mean?
Three sessions of 3 hours.
Okay.
Per month.
Per month.
Yeah. So it's easy.
That's not very much at all. You get full training and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Carry on.
And in a nutshell, we offer pathways to encourage our clients to make their own decisions. We have access to an amazing database, offer phone numbers, websites, pamphlets, etc. It's very empowering to people who have issues or struggles and they don't know where to turn.
Absolutely. I've been saying my entire life, if you don't know something, ask the Citizens Advice Bureau. And you do an amazing job. Teresa comes in here once a month and it's good to see you coming in here.
Thank you.
For the first time, having a wee bit of a chat about the fashion parade. Can you just one more time, when is it and how much does it cost?
It's $25. Mm-hmm. That includes lunch, the fashion parade, and the fashion parade is on Wednesday, the 8th of May at the RSA. say 11:30 a.m.
Absolutely fantastic. And this is a fundraiser for CAB North Canterbury.
Absolutely.
I think it's a wonderful idea, the pre-love fashion show. I think it's a great idea. I really
Thank
do.
You.
And we're looking forward to seeing the first model rattling his chains as he's walking down the catwalk for the first time. That should be interesting.
Thank you to Compass FM, a very good friend to Citizens Advice. Those words are from Teresa.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Teresa, and thank you, Citizens Advice, or CAB North Canterbury. Sue Newick, we'll be pushing this as much as we can. We just love what you're doing down there, okay?
Thank you.
Compass FM.